Nolte, Hispanics approve of GOP governors transporting illegals to left-wing cities. By John Nolte on September 21, 2022. Don't expect the proven liars over at the far-left Politico to focus on the news in its own poll that shows most Hispanics approve of Republican governors transporting illegal aliens to left-wing cities. When asked, would you consider sending migrants to liberal U.S. states and cities to be appropriate, or inappropriate? More Hispanics said appropriate and did so by a 6-point margin. A plurality of 41% said appropriate, while only 35% said inappropriate. 25% said they have no opinion or don't know. What's especially hilarious about this particular finding is that Hispanics and whites are almost perfectly aligned on this question. White Americans said the policy is appropriate by a 7-point margin, 46-39%. Overall, by a margin of 42-41%, more of the registered voters polled approved than disapproved of transporting illegals to left-wing cities. Why would anyone be opposed to sending illegal immigrants to all of these left-wing sanctuary cities that invite illegals and promise to take care of them? Or in the case of Martha's Vineyard, hand out water before deporting them? When these hypocritical states and cities sanctimoniously declare themselves a sanctuary, they serve as magnets for illegal immigrants from all over the world. Millions and millions of people break into our country knowing they can get away with it and enjoy free welfare. But look at what happens when actual illegal aliens start showing up, even in numbers that are nothing compared to what border states have to deal with. Suddenly, these sanctuaries start deporting, complaining, whining, and begging for it to stop. We've seen this in Chicago, New York, Washington, D.C., and Martha's Vineyard. You see, that's the thing about the fascist left. These elites don't have to live with the consequences of their policies. They can empty the prisons, defund the police, end bail, and allow the terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa to run wild with the burning, killing, and looting. But, of course, none of that affects the politicians, activists, and fake journalists who insist on these insane policies and ideas. Do you think any of the cretins at KNLAW, NBC, or the Washington Post worry about getting carjacked or finding their driveway covered in needles and feces? Of course not. They live in secure buildings and in the suburbs. Their children go to upscale schools and private schools. They live in the Emerald City while their policies decimate the poor and working class. But to them, thousands of additional rapes and murders are worth it. And even though America has a supply chain problem, a housing shortage, and stagnating wages, millions of illegals are still allowed to invade. Why? Because the left wants to replace Americans with more compliant voters, you know, just as long as those illegals don't show up in their neighborhood. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.